We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Penn State Sports Network, it's the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions, from Learfield.
Penn State fans, football is back, and let's celebrate with a crunch. Elevate your game experience by choosing from Utz's winning lineup of deliciously fresh and crunchy snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. They're good, and they're made in Pennsylvania, just like our own Nittany Lions. From your home to the RV lot to the senior zone, come ready to play with Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter. And the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
Rising early is easy when you love the work you do. It's done every day by the thousands of electricians at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 5. We train hard, show up on time, and feel responsible for the work we do. We live by our word. Get the job done, no excuses. IBEW Local 5, where skill and value lock arms. The time is now to hire IBEW electricians.
Penn State football lives here.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like. Presenting partner of the Penn State Coaches Show featuring James Franklin. Best Event Rental, these special event professionals with over 30 years of experience. Make that 50 and the area's largest event and party inventory. Serving the center region, visit their inspiring showroom in downtown State College or online at bestevent.com.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it very much here at the field. By the way, last Saturday was Bob Taylor's birthday. So Bob does a fabulous job for us. So happy birthday, Bob. All right. He and Roger do such a great job, and we appreciate them every single day and every opportunity we have. So we want to make sure that we let them know how much we appreciate them. Very pleased to be joined by, I call a good friend. All right. Track and field, cross country. This is going to be cross country will be the topic here. John Gondek. John, first of all, how you been?
I've been doing well. How about yourself?
Doing great. Thanks awesome. For asking. All right. So, there's going to be a big time next weekend because it's the first time since 2009 Penn State's hosted the Big Ten Championship. And right. That'll be next weekend, the 29th.
Correct.
So let's get and set the table for this because you have young teams to begin with. So what has it taken in this fall to develop a young team? Because you've been getting some top 10 finishes out of these young teams.
Right. You know, this fall, well, first of all, you know, thank you for having me on. Really appreciate it. Excited to have the opportunity to talk about cross country. And, you know, we are looking forward to host. I've had this date circled on our calendar for a long time. So yeah. It's next Friday, 10:45 and 11:45 in the morning. And we do, especially on the women's side, have a young team. And, you know, in cross country, it's all about experience. It's all about getting out there and racing. And, you know, last year we didn't really have a season. You know, a normal racing season is in the fall, and you know, you have three or four races and then a championship race. And last year we had one race, and it was in the end of January. And so the bulk of our team this year, other than for the two seniors we have, this is their first real season of college cross country. And you know, on the women's side, they're up against a Minnesota team that has four of their top five athletes are sixth year seniors, you know, super seniors. And so you know, they're gaining some great experience and running against some good clubs and having some good results. And when you're at home, you always have a little bit of a home field advantage. So we're looking forward to next Friday a lot.
Now, this is an evening where we're sitting here, and it's, what, about 70 degrees right now. So you've been running this fall for the most part in conditions such as these.
Right.
You know, starting tomorrow, it's going to drop into the 50s, probably going to be in the 50s, you know, even through next week and actually for the foreseeable future.
Right.
Any difference for runners in terms of running in weather like this in cross country versus running in something that's 15 degrees cooler, for example?
Yes, it's a big difference. I don't know if you we hosted a home meet last Friday and it was about 80% humidity.
Yeah.
And we actually had a guy end up in the hospital.
You
know, just it's really hard to lay it on the line for 5 miles for the men and, you know, almost 4 miles for the women and go to the well when it's this humid out and you don't get a break. You know, it's 20 plus minutes of straight, you know, maximum exertion for the women and 25 minutes for the men. And so we are very much looking forward to the cooler temps next week.
Right. And this is not something where along the way, hey, you got to hydrate, Man, you got to hydrate before.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it's and that makes it difficult in the conditions you're talking about.
Absolutely. No.
All right. So let's talk about the course itself, because I play enough golf out there and I hit enough balls to different areas. So I've seen the course. I've seen the course a lot, as a matter of fact. Every course has its own personality.
Right.
And I know, and you and I asked you this question the last time you were on a couple of years ago when we talked about this.
But every course, what's the personality of this course on this golf course?
Yeah, so the course, the starting line is up by Rec Hall. And as you know, it goes all the way out at the furthest point out. You're out by the Walker Clubhouse and where the driveway is to come into where you park to play golf. So you go quite a far way away from where the starting line is. And if you notice, starting line is at the top of the hill.
Yep.
When you're over there, you're at the bottom of the hill. And then the signature to our course is the last mile and a half, you're working your way back up.
Yep.
And, you know, we call it kind of, they have a nickname for it. There's three different parts. There's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first hill is a short uphill one, that's breakfast. And then you've got lunch, which is a long grinder. And you get to go downhill a little bit. And then the last 1,200 meters is pretty much uphill. And we've won multiple championships where we were behind at that 1,200 meter to go mark. And the other teams went out a little bit too hard, not really understanding what the last part of the course is like. Our team does, and we're able to close it down and pull out the win.
I think part of the course does run parallel to the drive-in, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you run
that's one of the flatter areas of this. That's where some teams might make mistakes without thinking about the uphill at the end, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Because I know, now, I want to recognize somebody. My old friend Joe Durkin's from Boston, and he's here today, right? Everybody, okay, this is cross country, but the Boston Marathon, Heartbreak Hill is not a big deal, okay? Except if you're running 21 miles in and the 21st mile, it's where it is. Is that the key with this hill because of where it is?
Absolutely, yes. And you know, most teams that don't run our course often, they come in and on their pre-meet day where they run the course the day before, you don't really get a sense for what it's like. But when you're out there and you've laid it on the line for 4 miles or 3 miles for the women and you're trying to put that maximum effort in over the last few minutes of the race and you haven't prepared for that, you don't know what's about to hit you.
What role does wind play in this, and what role does drafting play in this for those who are experienced at it?
Yeah, you know, the wind will come into play for the front runners, you know, ones that are out there kind of breaking it, and the seasoned runners know that if it's a windy day, you kind of just tuck into the pack and go along for the ride and let other people do the work. But, you know, the bigger condition will be if the ground's really soft, and that'll slow the race down a lot because, you know, every step you take, you're sinking into the ground as compared to the wind. And if it's rainy, that'll make it a little bit miserable. But, you know, everybody's got to compete in the same conditions.
Teams will see the individual that finishes first. But cross country is a real team event.
Correct.
So what kind of balance does one need in a lineup to then succeed and get into the top four, top three, win it?
Yeah, a cross country race is all about your fifth runner.
Yes.
You know, how cross country races are scored is obviously it's the lowest score wins. So, you know, you want to have your number five and you score through five. And so the lower place your fifth runner can finish, the lower score you have, and the better your team will do. And so the closer that fifth runner can be to your first runner, it's a key. And it's a true competition. You line all the runners up. There are 14 teams. Everybody gets to run nine. So it's about 120 some runners, and it's the first to the finish line. You just battle it out for 20 minutes for the women and 25 minutes for the men.
What does it take to battle traffic? Because, for example, you talk about 120 out there. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't practice with 120.
Right.
Right. So what is this, what do you tell your runners about the start in a Big Ten championship that is going to be different than a head-to-head against another team?
Well, and that's where I talked about earlier, the experience you get in the regular season.
Yes. Races.
You know, you want to go to meets that are going to simulate what it's going to be like come championship time.
Multiple teams.
Yes, and because you're right. I mean, we don't have 120 kids on the team, you know.
Right.
So you only get that experience from being in races. And like I said, last year we had one race, and then, you know, so this year it's been very helpful to get around and have the meets we've been at. And, you know, positioning is key because, you know, at the mile mark, even if you're just a few seconds up, as can you have, you know, those 120 people or 100 people behind you, then you're a lot freer to move in the race as compared to when you're in the back and then you have to try to navigate through 120 people to get back up to the front. So position over the first half mile is pretty important.
We're with John Gondak, the head coach of the men's and women's cross-country teams at Penn State. Coming up next Friday, October 29th, at the Penn State golf courses. One begins at 10:45, the other begins at 11:45. For the first time since 2009, Penn State is hosting the Big Ten Championship. We'll come back with more of the Penn State Coaches Show here at the field at Totfries, presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Tough Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Tough Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Tough Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit TopTrees.com for more information. Tough Trees Golf Resort in State College.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and specific markets.
Let Carrier provide the ultimate in home comfort. The new Carrier Infinity system delivers premium heating and cooling performance, occupancy-based temperature control and zoning capabilities, innovative filtration for healthy air, and over-the-air software updates that help optimize performance.
Carrier, turn to the experts at nopaycarrier.com, proud partners of Penn State Athletics.
Five-hour energy. It's the one when you gotta get stuff done. Drink it in seconds, feel it in minutes, last for hours. Tastes great, too. Five-hour energy. This is Penn State Nittany Lion football.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Highmark Blue Shield, changing healthcare to ensure it goes beyond just care. They're evolving to make everything they do a more natural fit to your life, because life. Penn State fans, Aquafina, available at Beaver Stadium this season. Be sure to visit a nearby Beaver Stadium concession stand. Stay hydrated with Aquafina, proud to support Penn State Athletics. We're here at the award-winning Field Restaurant at Top Trees Golf Resort, offering a delicious farm-to-table dining experience featuring hand-formed burgers and hand-spun milkshakes. Whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or dessert, the Field Restaurant has it. Voted best burger, best fries, 5 years running. Local burgers, the Field Burger and Tap in State College.
Oh, yeah, great. Hey, I'm not done yet. You're telling me, come on, I want to eat.
Sounds good.
I know, it sounds really good. Great job. All right, we're here at the field here at Talk Trees, as Roger just mentioned. James Franklin in a few moments as Penn State gets ready for the homecoming game on Saturday at Beaver Stadium against Illinois, which will be a noon kickoff on beginning at 10:30 outside the Jordan Ticket Center. Talking with John Gondak, the head coach of the men's and women's cross-country teams here at Penn State. Along the way, you're coming off men's side best performance of the year at the Penn State National Open, you placed second. And Evan Dornkamp was able to place first in the race. What kind of development have you seen from Evan?
Evan has grown tremendously. You know, he had some ups and downs in high school with some injuries and really came on as a senior and won the state championship in the mile on the track. And then it's, you know, obviously his first year was you know, redshirted the fall cross country. Had a really good indoor season, but then that was cut short outdoors because we didn't have an outdoor season that year, and progressed well last year. Ran 4:01 in the mile on the track indoors, and then ran a great 1:49 in advance to the NCAA championships in the 800.
Yep.
But it's unusual that you think an NCAA qualifier in the 800 is going to turn around and then be your number one runner in cross country in the
right.
fall. And he's just really embraced the role and has embraced the training and is doing all the little things he needs to do to stay healthy, and had a great run last weekend, and looking forward to seeing what he can do next week on Friday.
Does it flip it around? Does it actually help him in the 800? Let's flip it. Let's go opposite.
When you can learn to run for 25 minutes and run at the intensity he needs to run in, when you go and run for 2 minutes on the track and 4 minutes on the track, it feels like that. And so this is only going to help him when it comes to track season as well.
During the course of the week, how many miles idealistically should your athletes be putting in to train to get ready to make sure that peak performance for the Big Ten? It's probably different for everybody, but right. what's the approximation?
You know, this week will be higher. You know, this week we'll have some athletes anywhere from, you know, on the men's side pushing 80 miles a week, and on the women's side pushing in the high 50s to low 60s. The next week it'll back off a little bit from that. You kind of freshen up, so to speak, and cut your mileage back a little bit. But that's the zone most of our team runs in.
Does then the sports performance people, do they enter into this? So are you keeping track of this the entire time, knowing exactly how many miles people are putting in, so it gives you a gauge on when people have the possibility of peaking?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely the sports performance side of it, with both nutrition as well as kind of keeping track of their mileage and knowing what they're doing and getting their rest and all of that. You know, when I say Evan's taking care of all the little things, that's what I'm talking about. Your rest, your diet, your hydration. You know, the running is the simple part. It's all the supplemental pieces of it that you put together to really have great performances.
How often do you want them to run this course as opposed to just running?
As many times as we can, just because it's, you know, it is such a challenging course over the last 1,200, 1,600 meters of it. And the golf course, you know, Joe Hughes and his crew and Rick and the grounds crew, they're amazing. They treat us so well, like it's a home. And you know, so I know a lot of universities out there, if they're hosting a cross-country meet, they get on it the day of the meet, and that's it. And
right.
we can get out. They let us get out there when we need to get out there and have a great relationship with them.
Because part of it does cut across. I mean, I want to say on the white side of it, the white course, it'll cut across the 13th at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you need cooperation from golfers
yes.
along the way to do this. Mm-hmm. Are people informed ahead of time so that they know you're doing this?
Yeah, you know, and I always do my best to communicate with the golf course mm-hmm. to let them know that we'd like to come out and make sure it's okay, make sure they're not hosting a tournament out there. And, you know, I know like a football Friday is always a busy Friday
yeah.
for them, so I try to avoid those days. And but, yeah, I believe they communicate and let the golfers know that there'll be some runners out there around 4 o'clock. And again, I can't thank the golf course enough for what they let us do out there.
And it'd be great if all of you can get out there to see this next Friday.
It's, you know, and the best part about this one next Friday is that BTN will be here, Big Ten Network.
Yes.
And so we'll have drone coverage and live coverage where you can actually watch the race on the video board. The one thing about cross country is you got to move around to see it if you're going to watch it. And
right.
this one, you can kind of be around the start-finish line and actually watch the production on the video board that's going to be out there, so you can actually see most of the race, whereas a lot of times you go out there and you kind of see the start, and then you have to wait till they're coming back towards the finish to see it. So we're going to have a lot of bells and whistles out there to hype it up and let people be able to see what's really going on.
10:45, 11:45
yes.
next Friday.
Correct.
Big Ten Championship, first time here since 2009. John, best of luck to you and your team. Thanks so much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
John Gondak joining us, the head coach of the Penn State men's and women's cross-country teams, hosting the Big Ten Championship next Friday, October 29th, 10:45, 11:45 at the Penn State golf courses. Hopefully all of you can be out there for that. We'll come back with James Franklin in a moment as the Nittany Lions get ready for the homecoming game with Illinois Saturday at Beaver Stadium. We're at the Field at Top Trees on the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Tough Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Tough Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Tough Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit TopTrees.com for more information. Tough Trees Golf Resort in State College.
Whatever temperatures this winter brings, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is ready to help. Your dealer is committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names. Whatever your heating needs, your local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort.
Visit NoPayBryant.com for your nearest dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes. Proud partners of Penn State Athletics.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and Specific Markets.
Penn State football is right around the corner.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Score before the game even starts with Wise Markets, the official grocer of Penn State Athletics. Wise Markets, eat better, spend less. That's Wise. The Penn Stater Hotel and Conference Center, making superior accommodations and dining a Penn State tradition. Visit PennStateHotels.com for more information or reservations.
Well, thank you, Roger. And we welcome James Franklin to the field of Tough Trees. Coach, welcome back.
Got a great crowd tonight. Appreciate everybody being out here. I keep saying this, but I think the field has been a tremendous host for us this year. We're very appreciative of them.
Absolutely. Great, great place. No doubt about that. And you've been a great crowd, as James said. So great to have all of you.
There's a great turkey burger on the menu if anybody's interested.
Really?
It's delicious.
Can I write it down by name?
Well, the problem is that the players come and they're like, why do you have a turkey burger? I said, I'm trying to get a healthy option. Is that nobody goes to get a burger and wants a healthy option. They give me a hard time all the time.
Guess who orders a turkey burger?
You.
Actually, my wife.
Good, good, good. Yeah.
Kathy does. All right. So this is going to be a general question because this is something I've always wondered about, you know, because obviously the topic of backup quarterbacks has come up. You coached in the NFL. So whenever we hear, oh, the backup quarterback, he didn't get any work with the ones during the course of the week. Only the one does. Why is that? Because you've been there, so you know. Why is that when we hear that?
Yeah, there's only so many reps, right? And you want to invest your time getting the guy that the majority of the reps are probably going to go to in the game. Obviously, You know, when that doesn't happen, then that creates some challenges, obviously. That's why if you could have a guy that's been in that position for a couple of years and has gained some experience, it's also why it's probably the best job in the NFL, you know, the backup quarterback that can come in and still win a game for you. But even in college, I think it's become more challenging now in the transfer portal era. Because you know you'd like to have a guy that's been you know a backup for a couple of years and has gained some experience not only in mop-up duty but also in live action.
All right. So then flip to the other side. In college, though, with younger quarterbacks, how have you tried to fit in the developmental part to also go with the game plan part?
Yeah. So we scrimmage on Sundays, and one of the things we've been doing, which I've really liked, is actually playing our backup quarterback in the scrimmages, right. Getting them some live work, some live action. When I say it's live everybody but them. Right. Yeah. They don't necessarily get hit, but they still get all the action around them and all the decision making. So I think that's been important. You know, obviously, Christian Veyu and Taequann both have gotten a bunch of reps this week. We'll continue to do that.
All right. Thursday, well, I mean, because you went out and did a lot. I mean, you named the state you were in it last week. Some bye week, by the way.
Yeah.
I hope you're rested.
That's why it's a bye week and not an off week.
Yeah, it's not an off week. But you had the developmental squad plus some others practice in Beaver Stadium, but not just practice, but they also went all the way through and did media interviews as well. What kind of experience did you want to give them in that setting?
Just trying to give them as much of a game-like situation as possible. So in Beaver Stadium, Jumbotron, music, we did some practice first and then did some scrimmage at the end. And then afterwards, some media sessions with them. We don't typically have our first-year players, specifically freshmen, talk to the media. And not because we don't think some of them are capable of it, but we just want to help them be ready for the moment when it comes, get them some trainings. And then, you know, these interviews I thought were really good because you get them on camera and it's all internal media. Right. So we're only going to put out and show the stuff that makes them look good. But then we can give them feedback. Yeah. See, here's a way that you answered this question. Probably could have answered a little bit better. And this is why you need to relax. You need to be more confident. You need to do these different things so that when the time comes, they're prepared. Everybody gets upset when you have a situation like I think the Oklahoma quarterback that went in as a true freshman and played unbelievable, and everybody gets upset that they don't have an opportunity to talk with them, and I do get that, but it's also the freshman that goes up and maybe makes a mistake and gets a quote out there or a blooper, and that's kind of the focus, and it's his first experience as a collegiate athlete.
Or meant to say something but didn't quite say it the right way.
Correct.
Even though their intention was good and honorable.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So just try to help them so that when the opportunity does come and the time comes, they're confident and they can go express themselves the way we want them to do. And I think that's one of the feedbacks that I get all the time from our parents, as well as from the community, how well our guys always handle, whether it's a media session. We have the quarterback club luncheons, and I always sit there just listening to our guys. You know, Keandre and Theo did an unbelievable job this week. You just sit there, and you're proud, and so many people come up to me and comment just what unbelievable representatives of the community and the university they are.
Well, remember, when you, for example, at the quarterback club, we'll end up with 24 players a year. We end up literally with 1/5, 20% of the football team there. It gives them a really good representation across the board of not only the players, but also their lives and how they got there, because everybody has a story along the way. And there is a lot of very compelling stories with your football team.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why I always try to jump in there with you and ask some questions, James from Port Matilda. But I do think it's really good because there's some stories that maybe I may be aware of that I think you and the crowd would really enjoy hearing.
And it is. It works out well like that every single week when we do that. All right, so you were able to put the team through work, then get them back to work this week. So, for example, Theo Johnson said, I feel a little bit fresher. Did you see a fresher football team? Or sometimes after a bye week, does it take part of a practice to work out the fact that they hadn't worked for a couple days?
Yeah, I didn't see any signs of that this week. I thought our energy was really good. You felt it in the team meetings, you know, guys having fun and laughing. We try to do a bunch of that every single day to get the energy going. And I thought it's been really good all week long, starting on Sunday. You know, Tuesdays and Wednesdays are always really challenging practices because you got new schemes going in, different ways you're trying to attack the defense or trying to attack the offense or whatever it may be. And then obviously that's compounded by what they do. So Tuesdays and Wednesdays are work days and can be challenging. Today is a polished day where we kind of go back in and correct all the mistakes and then get another rep. And then, you know, obviously Friday will be full speed work, you know, hopefully getting us, you know, ready for prime time.
Yeah, you know, we always hear the word scheme thrown around. So there's a scheme. Schemes, of course, are based on personnel, obviously. Do you like so far through six games the jobs that have been done defensively, scheme-wise, based on your personnel, and the jobs have been done scheme-wise, offensively, based on the personnel and what they can and can't do?
Yeah, so I think you look at a couple things, right? You look at your production. At the end of the day, this is a production-based profession and industry. And you look at what we've been able to do on defense, what we've been able to do on offense, and what we've been able to do on special teams, you know, pretty productive. Obviously, there's some areas that we need to get better at, and that's always going to be the case in every program in the country. But then you also look at, okay, here's our production. Well, here's also some opportunities that we missed, that we could have been even more productive on either side of the ball. So, yeah, I'm comfortable with it. Plus, I think we're playing a style that fits our personnel, and I also think it's a style that our fans like to see, you know, offensively, defensively, and special teams.
Do you see, based on when you watch video and watch your team offensively on video, do you see even more opportunities for big plays?
Yeah, I think there has been, whether it's been overthrown long balls, whether it's some drop passes. Obviously, the area that I think is we got the greatest room for improvement is in the running game. Mm-hmm. Now, that's been an emphasis for really the last couple of weeks. I hope you'll see a team that's able to take the next step this weekend in the run game. That will also help us with our quarterback situation. So we've emphasized it even more.
All right. So then defensively, the pressure off the edge. Teams get rid of the ball so much quicker now than ever before. What kind of role does that play in the, quote, sack numbers that you have?
Yeah, I think it is going to reduce it. People are getting in empty, getting the ball out quick. They're going to RPOs, which have an impact as well. And then, you know, the screen game. So if you look at college football over the last 5 years, it's been impacted by that. I think we're doing a much better job of keeping plays contained, especially plays that have given us problems in the past, draws, screens, quarterback scrambles, things like that, because I think we're a little bit more disciplined in our rush lanes. I do think it's impacted the number of sacks that we've gotten, but I also think it showed up in a little bit less of those explosive plays that come off of the screens, draws, and quarterback scrambles.
Plays get drawn up, defenses get drawn up, okay? But not every play goes according to Hoyle, obviously. When a play is broken down offensively or a play is broken down defensively, how have you liked your team in that kind of scramble situation on both sides of the ball and how they've reacted?
Yeah, offensively, I think really good. Sean, I think, has really grown in that area. So even when he is under pressure, he's been able to keep his eyes up and made some big plays down the field, touchdown throws, completions, and still made some plays with his feet. Defensively, I think, you know, that again, those scrambles, there's less of them because we're keeping people into the pocket. But even when they have, I think we're doing a good job of staying in coverage as long as we possibly can while the pursuit gets there. Because a lot of times you'll come up and you'll stop the quarterback on a run for 4 to 6 yards, but now you've given up a 20-yard throw over your head because of it. So that's always the challenge with a mobile quarterback.
Are there certain rules that have to be kept in mind, especially by a defense, like rules they need to follow? That, okay, it's breaking down, but there are rules that we need to follow.
Yeah, obviously, if you're in zone coverage and you got a defender in your area, then that has to be your responsibility, and you can't allow the quarterback to pull you off that. Same thing if you're in man coverage and you're responsible for a guy in man. That has happened at times where guys have come off their responsibility. to tackle the quarterback, and then that's when the big throw comes off the sideline. But that's also where I think if you're doing a great job of pursuing the football with the defensive line, with the linebackers, then it I think it a lot of times it allows those coverage players to feel confident that they don't have to do that.
We're with James Franklin here at the field at Toftrees. Great to have you with us tonight. Our microphone is sitting right there. You guys can walk up and ask any question you want. So come on up, ask your questions. We'll do that coming up in a moment as we continue with more of the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter, and the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life, Highmark Blue Shield.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and specific markets.
Today's game is brought to you by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Choose Barbasol Shaving Cream for a thick lather and close, comfortable shave. Barbasol, the American original for over 100 years. Better buy Barbasol. This is Penn State Nittany Lion football.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tune in this season for the Pennsylvania Propane Postgame Show, following every Penn State football game broadcast, brought to you by the Pennsylvania Propane Foundation and your local propane service providers. For more information, go to papropane.com. Propane, energy for everyone. This football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink, because it's the only drink for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like. Proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Thank you, Roger. Homecoming game Saturday, Beaver Stadium, Nittany Lions and Illinois. Noon will be the kickoff. We're on beginning with the tailgate show beginning at 10:30 outside the Jordan Ticket Center. Rejoined by head football coach James Franklin as Penn State gets ready for this game. Any questions? Our microphone is there next to Roger. Don't be intimidated by Roger. Roger's a very friendly face. So, all right.
Dave from Stormstown is with us tonight. How you doing, brother?
Good, good. Very well. Very well.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Last week, there were four or five teams in the Big Ten with bye weeks. And it seemed kind of strange to have that many teams with a bye, but and especially being Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State. But I know they probably had the same ideas we had as far as recruiting. Did you run into any of these other coaches on the road, or were there any things where, let's say you're recruiting a quarterback out of Ohio. Did you run into any coaches that may have been at the same venue as you guys?
Well, I'll give you an example. I was at a game here in the state of Pennsylvania, and on the sideline, it was me and Terry, Penn State. It was Clemson. It was Michigan. It was Ohio State and Notre Dame all at the same game. And there was all private planes at the airport from all those schools here recruiting with their logos for one kid, which I thought was pretty impressive for that young kid. You're talking about a bunch of big-time programs. So yeah, we run into guys a lot on the road, obviously dependent on the time of the year.
All right, thanks.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah, time of the year. I know I brought this up before, but I don't want to revisit. The larger staff is because you have to have a recruiting staff. You have to at this point. What kind of job do they do organizing the visits, but also organizing your time and your staff's time to make sure that you've got the team handled as well as having that part handled?
Yeah, they do a great job, and it's a year-round process now, so you have to be coaching and developing your current team, obviously. That needs to be a priority. But you also, at the exact same time, better be building for your future. Yeah. And building for your future is developing those relationships with ninth graders, with 10th graders, and 11th graders, having them come to campus, having them come to games, having them come to summer camps. And then, obviously, then we only get so many days out on the road. Where can we go where we're going to get the most value out of our trip? We're going to have an opportunity to see the most prospects in the least amount of time. So getting all those things organized are really important, and our staff does a phenomenal job.
You've also had, like any good staff, because you've hired really good people. Well, they're going to be attracted by, obviously, other schools. So there's been changeover. How impressed have you been by the fact that other regions of the country are now represented within that staff, and what has that meant to recruiting because they have relationships in some other areas of the country?
Yeah, I think that helps, right? At the end of the day, for all of us in any business, it's about relationships. So you hire a guy, you know, from the South, and he's going to have connections in the South that maybe other people don't. That's going to allow you to have a relationship with a high school coach to get your foot in the door that maybe you wouldn't have, or the West Coast or the Midwest or the Northeast. I think that's important. You want to have diversity on your staff. And it's, you know, in our country right away, when you say diversity, everybody thinks about ethnic diversity, but it's geographic diversity. It's all these different things that are important on your staff to have complementary pieces.
All right. Something you really, you talked about it when you started your press conference, but nobody really has asked you about Illinois this week, which happens to be your opponent,
yep,
by the way. When you looked at them on video, what have been some initial thoughts about them?
Well, obviously, starting out the season with a Big Ten win against Nebraska, obviously was a huge win. New coach, you know, Coach Bielema, obviously he's got tremendous history in the conference and is well-respected. So I thought that was an important opening win for them. They're the oldest team, I think, in college,
yes,
football. I think they have the most super seniors with the COVID year. They got experience at the quarterback position with transfer quarterbacks. And I think their offensive line is one of the most experienced offensive lines in college football. On offense, I've been impressed with number one. You know, he's the guy that gave us fits last year as a scrambling quarterback. He can play quarterback. He can play receiver, which is primarily where they're using him this year. They can also put him in the backfield at running back. They can do some double passes with him, which they opened the game with last year.
Yep.
I've been very impressed with the freshman tailback, number zero. He's a big bruiser, kind of an old school Big Ten tailback. You know, and then defensively, you know, they're doing a lot of different things and some things that we don't see very often. what we call three double clouds. So they're playing a three deep with two cloud, like cover two type corners in the flat, which we don't see a whole lot. I think that's kind of the philosophy they'll take with us, is try to limit the explosive plays, show us that we can run the ball well enough to beat them. You know, the linebacker that just came out for them that's going to miss the rest of the season is a special player, been a very productive player for them for a number of years, so I hate to see that. You know, we like to compete against the best players, and I got a ton of respect for him.
And that would be Jake Hansen, number 35, who unfortunately won't be able to play. When he refers to number one, see, again, coaches look at video, it's numbers. So that's Isaiah Williams. So that's a guy that you look for there. So.
Yep. And then I would say even on in the special teams, they got veteran punters, done a great job. Yep. And their field goal kicker has made 7 field goals in his career over 50 yards.
Yeah. So, again, 2 good kickers. Kicking game always important. How have you felt about how your team has played special teams? Not just the kicking of the ball, but the coverage of it and the return part of it.
Yeah, I think it from a kicking perspective and from a coverage perspective, I think we've been really good. I think the area we need to have a little bit more production is in the return game. Obviously, with Jahan as a punt returner, I think people are doing a really good job of kicking for hang time, knowing they better not outkick their coverage. But in the return game, whether it's punt return, a little bit on kick return. Kick return is a little bit more challenging than it used to be because so many people like us are able to kick the ball out of the end zone now that they move the kickoff yardage up. And then on top of that, you know, statistically, it makes sense if it's not a perfect kick to fair catch it and take the ball at the 25-yard line.
The gunners primarily have been Drew Hartlob, A.J. Litton along the way. What does it take to play that spot? And, of course, the timing of it, you know, and the Wisconsin game aside, but the timing of it and what they need to do conscientiously as the Gunners.
Yeah, and you bring up the Wisconsin game. I don't know if his play the last game was any different than the Wisconsin game.
It wasn't.
But I think the first thing is you got to be able to run. They're the two fastest players on our team. Drew Hartlob has been for a number of years. AJ is challenging him right now. They go back and forth. It's pretty interesting because on Sundays we put the catapult data, which I've told you guys before, which is the monitors our guys wear at practice and games that show how fast they run. So we're able to get it exactly. And those two have been going back and forth each week. So the speed is obviously really important. They better have obviously the ability of the quickness and the twitchiness to get off the line of scrimmage, open up, be able to run, and then be able to time it up. For us, we're not necessarily looking for the big hit.
Right.
We'd rather them break down and be positioned to get them on the ground, but then you better be careful because the guy that you're trying to tackle is usually their best athlete on the team. So how do you break down to ensure that you don't get there early, but also not give him so much space that now he's got a chance to create a return for you? So that judgment and that feel is really important.
Once the ball gets inside the 15, what does it take for an athlete to track the ball? Because Hartlob seems to track the ball, and when the bounce, he has the ability to get there. What does that take?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time on it. That's part of our Sunday and Friday routine.
Yes.
We do that. We do that each week.
Yep.
There's a lot of it, obviously, is a technique. Obviously there's a big part of it is how good is your punter at, you know, being able to put the hang time on it and allow your guys to get down there to be able to play it. And then to your point, there's a feel to it. There's a guy like Hartlob that's done it a bunch. AJ is getting better at it every single week, but we work hard at it as well.
Yeah. Along the way too, how have you felt about the three protectors for your punter at this point? And, you know, because Stout, for the most part, has had that lane to punt it. How have they done as those three guys in that scheme there?
Yeah, really the entire unit plays a role in that. The snap, you know, no one talks about Stoll, which is a good thing because he's doing his job.
That's why I didn't ask.
Exactly. He does his job. But then, obviously, the three guys, we traditionally are going to use O-line and D-linemen so they can take up as much space and really form a wall in front of our punter. Obviously, PJ was playing a big part in that. He won't be on that, you know, moving forward, obviously. So that's going to be important that we continue to do that, because I do think the confidence of those three guys kind of forming that wall in front of our punter has allowed Jordan to be very confident, very comfortable and confident.
And what does that do then for guys that are, quote, on the line of scrimmage but can run and tackle for you and not just block? What do those three guys allow them to do?
Yeah, they got to be able to do both. They got to be able to, you know, take the pressure off of those three guys. But then being able to spread the field and be able to get down. I was a little worried for a point there. We were so dependent on our bullets, you know, running down, that the rest of the guys were kind of relaxing. And you know, as soon as you do that, that's when you give up a big return. So I think we've been pretty good in that area. And it's really a full unit, no different than on offense and defense. All those parts got to be working together for us to be successful.
As always, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for being here at the field at Top Trees. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate everybody coming out. Be safe.
James Franklin, head football coach of the Nittany Lions. Saturday, the Nittany Lions will take on Illinois at Beaver Stadium. It'll be a noon kickoff on, beginning with the tailgate show at 10:30 outside the Jordan Ticket Center. Thanks to the birthday guy, Bob Taylor, for the great job he did today. Roger Corey, great job as always. Our thanks also to John Gondak, the cross-country coach who joined us. Don't forget the Big Ten Cross-Country Championship a week from tomorrow at the Penn State Golf Courses at 10:45, 11:45. I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us here at the Field at Top Trees on the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
This has been the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Penn State Sports Network.